Bonsoir and hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out, way out. That's where the fun is, way out, way out. That's where the sun is, way out.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. Welcome back as we continue to explore the collaborations of the individual Beatles as they appear on the projects of others. Although George was hot right out of the box, solo album speaking, his output by the 1980s was, well, less than stellar. At least until 1987's Cloud 9 LP. And that uptick in quality was due mainly to the contribution of Jeff Lynne. This relationship we're calling the Wilbury Effect. The Traveling Wilburys, along with George, were Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, Bob Dylan, and Roy Orbison, each of which performed on the other's projects in addition to artists outside of the band. These projects all taking on a distinctive sound primarily due to Jeff Lynne's production. The next five tracks all being examples of such, featuring George plus one or more Wilbury. We'll be right back. That twang. Dwayne Eddy from his 1987 self-titled LP for Capitol. And the track The Trembler, featuring George and Jeff along with Jim Keltner on drums. The track was co-written by Eddy and, of all people, Ravi Shankar. Ah, that voice. Rorbison from his comeback LP Mystery Girl of 1989, again featuring George and Jeff on A Love So Beautiful. The strings were arranged by Electric Light Orchestra's conductor and arranger, Lewis Clark. I Won't Back Down, that was the first single taken from Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever LP, also highlighted George and Jeff and the rest of the Heartbreakers. The video has Ringo providing drums. And Every Little Thing from Armchair Theater, Jeff Lynne's first solo LP outside of ELO. Saxophone courtesy of the ironically named Jim Horn. Before we move on to Ringo's contributions to the theme of this show, one last track from George, and that's exactly what this is. George Harrison's last performance on record, adding his voice to his song Horse to the Water with Jules Holland's Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, recorded October 2nd, 2001.
Have it all.
all heard the joke. Ringo isn't the best drummer in the world. He isn't even the best drummer in the Beatles. Let's dispel the rumor. John didn't say it. It was a British comedian, Jasper Carrot, in 1983, on his stand-up act. The rest is that it just makes a good t-shirt or social media post. But Ringo gets a bad rap. What luck to fall into a band with three musical geniuses. And, to be fair, there's a touch of truth there. But the takeaway here is that Ringo was the best drummer for the Beatles. And apparently he was also the best drummer, and to a much lesser extent, singer, for a surprisingly large list of artists. And we're starting the Ringo portion of the show, arguably the world's most famous rock drummer, by highlighting some examples of his vocal abilities.
Hey, really rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA. They've been hard to text around the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, moving out to New Orleans. Everybody wants to dance with sweet little 16. Bingo!
Sweet little 16. She just got to have about half a million framed autographs. Her wallet's filled with pictures. She gets them one by one. She gets so excited. Watch her look at her run.
Hey, mommy, 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 may I go? It's such a sight to see. I'm about to steal the show. Hey, daddy, daddy, I'm begging you. If it's all right with my mama, I know it's okay with you.
Cause they've been rocking on bandstand in Philadelphia, PA. You've been to the heart of Texas and around Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, way down to New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with you,
yes, yes.
Sweet little 16. Oh, baby, to heaven, Jerry.
Sweet little 16. You got the grown-up blue. Lipstick, smoke high-heeled shoes. But tomorrow morning, you'll have to change your friend. Be sweet 16, heading back to class again. Play your guitar.
Rocking on bands,
they've been rocking on bands.
Philadelphia, PA,
Philadelphia, PA.
They've been a heart of Texas,
they've been a heart of Texas.
Around the Frisco Bay,
around the Frisco Bay.
All over St. Louis,
all over St. Louis.
Way down in New Orleans,
all in New Orleans.
All the cats wanna dance with
the mama.
Sweet little 16.
Hey,
all the cats wanna dance.
Everybody
with.
Do, baby, when you don't. Everything about you is a doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. Honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I tell you what, when you won't. Honey, don't.
Well, I love you, baby, on a Saturday night. Sunday morning, it don't look right. You've been out just a painting your town. Uh-uh, baby, been slipping around.
Honey, don't. Hey. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I'll tell you what when you won't. Honey, don't. Let me hear it.
been fooling around.
Hey, he said you do.
gets a thrill through a fingertip. Hey, hey.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Gather round me, people, got a song to sing about that sweet magnolia time. The black-eyed Susan made some catfish stew, and Papa brought some homemade wine. All the southern children like to rock and roll.
Ringo lent his vocal abilities to Sun Records alumni Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins on Chuck Berry's Sweet Little 16 and Carl's Honey Don't from Jerry Lee's Last Man Standing LP and Carl's 1996 album Go Cat Go, respectively. Buck Owens' Act Naturally, a song Ringo recorded with the Beatles, but this time it's a duet with Buck from 1989. And Boys, another collaboration, this time with Jules Holland from 2003. And finally, given drum duties on Leon Russell's first self-titled LP from 1970 with the track Dixie Lullaby.
Bang, bang, shoot 'em up, Destiny. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up to the moon.
One, two, three, four.
I wanted to be a spaceman. That's what I wanted to be. But now that I am a spaceman, nobody cares about me. Hey, Mother Earth, would you bring me back down safely to the sea? Around and around and around and around is all she ever said to me. To make a good run, I wanted to go to the moon. I knew that it had to be fun. I told him to see.
send me real soon. I wanted to be a spaceman, I wanted to be it so bad. But now that I am a spaceman, I'd rather be back on the pad. Hey Mother Earth, would you bring me back down safely to the sea? Around and around and around and around is just a lot of lunacy. Hey, Mother Earth, better bring me back down, save me to the sea.
say could come with us to California. We could take them to a place out west where the good sun shines every day.
Now there's a touch of California in everyone who's ever been this way. And when your telephone begins to ring and the operator comes on the line, California's calling, I'll be there right away. There's some beautiful women, gonna find me one, I'll show you how to ride the ultimate wave.
Now I've joined the surfing nation, and so
I'll take a permanent vacation and go
with you, 'cause these are days to remember.
Remember
time for you and me.
Remember days like
build our hopes, build our dreams. So remember, remember days like these. Looking back on all I know, things I've seen, reaching out, I'll never know just what the future will bring. So where I go, my heart I'll follow. Sometimes it's in between. These are days to remember. So remember days. Remember days like these. So where I go,
Ringo was credited as Richie Snare on Harry Nilsson's Spaceman, the first single pulled from 1972's Son of Schmilson LP, an album Ringo provided the majority of drums for, no matter what you called him. The third single, More and More, taken from Carly Simon's 1975 Playing Possum LP, featured Ringo on drums. Spreading the work around, the album featured six different drummers. X-Faces keyboardist Ian McClagan from his first solo LP of 1979, Troublemaker, highlighted Ringo on just one track, Hold On. And nowhere close to the best Beach Boys album, but markedly better than anyone ever expected, was 1985's self-titled release, the single Get You Back, fueling its success. California Calling could have been written by any one of thousands of tribute bands, the song being closer to a parody of the Beach Boys than a relevant release that you want to hate, but you can't. And knowing it's Ringo behind the kit makes it that much better. Made up of refugees from the Cars, Blondie, the Romantics, and Chesterfield Kings, the Empty Hearts, on their first self-titled 2014 LP, also included the aforementioned Ian McClagan. Ringo lent a hand on their 2020 Remember Days Like These single. Another vinyl garage comes to an end with two tracks heavy with Jeff Lynne's influence and Ringo's drumming. George Harrison's When We Was Fab, in ELO's Moment in Paradise, from George's Cloud 9 and Jeff's Zoom LPs, respectively.
Long time ago never cried, she only tried to fly beyond her dreams. No walls around her mind. Deep inside, she tried to hide that she was way beyond her means. No borders and no lines. She said that it's your duty to save your soul, to save it for someone. Into the night, she knew the things she had to know. She drifted high above my mind, blew my brains out, did her eyes. I think she knew it all along. She said that it's your duty to save your soul, to save it for someone.
There's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Zero, seven, eight,